Welcome to the United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6 on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is the show that brings you 26 different stories around Southwest Michigan in 26 weeks, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Want to know more about the work of the United Way? Visit uwsm.org.
Welcome to tonight's show, where we will be talking about youth wellness, what youth wellness is and why it's so important. We've got some great guests tonight, and I'm excited to chat with them on this issue. But before we do, I just, in case you're tuning in for the first time, I'm Anna Murphy. I'm the president and CEO at United Way. I've been here 20 years next week. I think that's a really big milestone. I have to think about that all the time. But really, what's important is to talk about what United Way does. We fight for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. And we have the influence and the leverage opportunities to build relationships that are sustainable, that help us make change a reality. And by working with our corporate partners, our nonprofit partners, our public partners, we are able to provide immediate assistance to our most vulnerable populations while addressing the root causes of our community's longstanding challenges and changing lives for the better. We started the show about 7 weeks ago, and why we do the 26 at 6 is that we want to focus on 26 stories over 26 weeks. It's, you know, it's enough to talk about the branding, the data, the collaborations, and those are all extremely important. But what we feel is even more important is for people that are living every day to tell their stories. And so we started this, and we are, tonight we're doing our 7th week, and we're going to, again, we're going to talk about youth wellness. And so I'm going to now talk to Zach Hoyt from the YMCA. Yes?
Yes.
You can say something.
Okay.
Hello.
Welcome. That was my hello. Thank you for having me.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well.
You know, we're going to get into talking about youth wellness. We're going to talk about the role that you have at the Y. But first, I want to talk about you.
Okay.
So who are you?
Well, my background is I've been blessed to be a public educator for just under 20 years and was fortunate enough over about 6 months ago to be hired for a big task, a big project at the YMCA regarding trying to figure out how to provide quality and accessible daycare for especially our 0 to 3 year olds. I say God's got a sense of humor because my age group that I went into education was about 5th grade, and now I'm down dealing with 0 to 3. So after we get done with this life, I'll get into the prenatal maybe. But I have a passion for kids. I think the energy that kids bring is so exciting. It's been there. I've enjoyed it for 20 years and this movement into the Y and all the roles that the Y plays in this community with our children is just another opportunity to do some things that I really am passionate about in a different form.
So let's talk. We want to talk about a couple different points here. First, I want to step back and just tell us who the Y is, because there at one time there were 2 YMCAs. We are now 1. Correct.
That is correct. And that's a really exciting thing, especially for our county, that we have our branch in St. Joe and then we have a branch in Niles. And it's a really cool opportunity for us now that we're the YMCA of Southwest Michigan to be a connective hub for the county, which is a really cool piece, especially for me. When you're in school systems, I think our county has 12 or 13 districts. Here's an opportunity. We have 1 YMCA that can be a hub for this work we do. So that's really exciting. And that happened just about a year ago or so. Yep. When we merged.
So, and I think another really kind of fun point here, and then we'll get to talking about youth wellness, but another fun connect is I got my start at a YMCA in Kalamazoo doing early childhood. So we have this connect.
It's fantastic.
Except you have kind of this southern drawl here, and I'm not quite sure where that comes from. But
okay.
So
I appreciate that.
But so we have this connect, and I want to talk more about youth wellness. And so talk about what youth wellness means.
for the YMCA, the fiber of us is youth development, social responsibility, and healthy living. So everything we dive into, we use that as our baseline filter. And for me, wellness and how we work through that, the wellness and the healthy living component is really a two-faceted approach. It's not only a physical well-being, but it's also a mental well-being, because both of those pieces go hand in hand. So when we provide our opportunities and programming through the YMCA, which our focus is exactly on that, providing a place for our families, our children to engage mentally and physically.
So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6, and I'm excited to welcome Zach Hoyt from the YMCA of Southwest Michigan. We're talking about youth wellness, and so Zach, why is it important to the YMCA?
One of the things that the YMCA, again, our foundation is youth development, social responsibility, and healthy living. And since that's our fiber and that is what we want to bring to our community, we have a fantastic opportunity to do that through our facilities, through our staffing, and through our programming to actually provide those pieces for our community creatively. At times, you mentioned it, through partnerships or through just coming to our campus or our branches to enjoy the opportunities that we provide.
So in the U.S., the percent of children and adolescents affected by obesity has more than tripled since the 1970s. And that's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So if we're trying to combat this as a whole, but there's a couple parts. You've got the kids. You've also got parents. Mm-hmm. So what, as a parent, can we be doing to help our kids thrive and be better?
Certainly having an awareness. You just brought that awareness to us. And if you don't have an awareness, you have that. I think secondly, and this go back to being a child and find your creative spirit as a parent so you can engage with your children. And I think that's a vital piece that we tend to lose. We become adults and for some reason we lose that childlikeness and we don't engage with our children. And one of the simple ways that we tend to try to pacify our children is put them in front of our technology tools. I get that is a simple piece because you may need that time away, but also then if you're going to do that, equally give them that time to be physically free, to get out and do activities creatively and be innovative and creative. Come up with ideas with your children. So get them out, get them away from the screens. You hear that all the time, but easier said than done. One of the things we do is provide a lot of opportunities through camps and summer work, and it gives the children an opportunity for parents to use other resources to engage and actively get their children involved. So I think it's that being creative as parents and finding the ways to engage your children in different ways. This morning, my child woke up and she wanted to watch Daniel Tiger. And we're like, no, let's go do something. What else can we do? So I think it's saying, wait a minute, let's not use that passive piece, but let's engage them physically. And then also that engages them mentally, because then the creative spirit should never rest, whether you're a child, whether you're three months, 3 years, 33.
55.
Hey, is that your age, Anna? Good. 50. Yeah. Whether you're 55.
Wow, what a shock there.
Yeah, right. Wow, I guess if you've been somewhere that long. Yeah, 55. Good. So it doesn't matter, and I think that energy in that sharpness of mind can never go away. But if we passively don't, or if we find passive ways to find relaxation or those things, we're never going to keep our children engaged. So that would be a long drawn out answer to complex question. But I think really it's not as complex as it needs to be.
So you have not been at the Y terribly long, but you have been working with children for a long time. Any stories that resonate that you really saw a child flourish?
That's a great question. And
thank you.
What a fantastic question.
Thanks.
So about 3 weeks ago in one of our summer camp works, we had a community partner doing presentations on research. Now, research in the summer, how about that? cool concept, right?
Yep. Research it all.
Yeah, research it all. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. Keep your mind sharp. So one of the children I had years ago, I think he's a fifth grader now. He had to get up, and I had him as, I think, a kindergartner or first grader in my school time. And he was talking in front of a group of individuals and was able to articulate and read and work through his research. And I think it was on sharks. So it was really a cool thing to actually, I mean, and this was not a child that I would say would be a good public speaker back 5 years ago, but he did that. So that's one exciting story.
And we'll have more stories with Zach Hoyt. He's going to stick around for another segment, and we'll be welcoming in a colleague of his to continue our discussion on youth wellness. This is United Way's 26 at 6. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back to the 26 at 6 United Way of Southwest Michigan show that brings you 26 stories in 26 weeks. Now, here's your host, President of the United Way of Southwest Michigan, Anna Murphy.
Welcome back to the show. I've been talking with Zach Hoyt, the Director of Early Childhood Development at the YMCA of Southwest Michigan, and I'm excited now to welcome Ashley Aldridge from the YMCA to continue our conversation on youth wellness. Welcome, Ashley.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So why don't you tell us who you are?
Well, I am, like you said, Ashley Aldridge, and I started at the Y at the beginning, or actually the end of October. And from that point before, I was involved in a lot of nonprofit programs. So, and once I saw this opportunity have an impact over kids, I took the leap of faith, and I've been doing it since then.
So what's your position at the Y right now?
I'm the youth director.
Okay. So the youth director oversees the Summer My Way program?
That's correct.
Okay, so what is the Summer My Way program?
So the Summer My Way program is a free camp that is offered to the Niles community and the Brandywine community schools. And it's an opportunity for kids to be engaged with all the teachers and various students that are participating in it. And it have a lot of support through the community to provide different opportunities for them.
So in reviewing the YMCA website, it describes the Summer My Way program as an opportunity to provide children with engaging, as you said, summer activities and a great boost for the next school year. And I'm assuming this is not only academic, but also physical activity. So what is that? What does boost mean?
Well, it's an opportunity for us to kind of piggyback the efforts that the school is doing to keep the kids engaged, interested, and inspiring them to continue their interests wherever it may be that may not always be offered in the school setting. So we offer different curriculum options that may not carry into the school setting.
So a few shows ago, we talked about summer literacy and how important literacy is and why reading was so important during the summer months. Now we're talking about youth wellness and the importance of physical activity in the summer months. Can you talk about why summer is such a crucial time for children to be active?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the best months of the year to be active and be outside. This past summer, we were at a high record at 23,885 minutes of physical activity.
Wow.
With just the Niles program.
That's awesome.
That's not even including the recess that is made available after lunch. So it's just an opportunity to use as an outlet to be away from the TVs, the iPads, the cell phones, so they have...
That Zach was talking about earlier.
Yes, we can absolutely.
Disengage them in that and engage them in something else that keeps them active. What might be some of the activities that they can participate in?
So we offer, they're divided up in specials and tracks. So the specials are more geared towards the sports elements.
Okay.
So kickball, baseball, soccer, basketball, anything that might be... an interest to the kids that they can have the additional one-on-one relationships to build those skills if that's what
and they choose them. They get to choose
absolutely.
What they
yes
okay so some of your partners well you have many partners for the Summer My Way program talk about maybe some of the partners that you have
so we
in
have
delivering the program
we have almost or over 30 partners
okay.
That make up the Summer My Way programs and anywhere from obviously the Niles and Brandywine schools is a huge component to that as well as Van Buren ISD, Lakeland is another partner, as well as the American Red Cross, the Niles Community Library. I mean, the list goes on and on. We have a lot of great support in our community.
And how many kids were enrolled this summer?
Over 250.
And is that per week? Or is that a total?
That's the entire duration of the camp. It fluctuates, obviously, for vacations and illnesses and such. But yeah, we've maintained an interest of over 250.
And how long is that camp?
6 weeks.
6 weeks. Okay. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you went into this field because there's a passion. But
yes.
Why is this important to you personally?
I've always had an inspiration for kids. I think they are what make my heart skip a beat. They don't always have the exposure of what their potential can be. And as long as you make a connection with one child, it definitely makes it worth your while. And I feel like that's the makeup of who I am as a person.
Awesome. Thank you so much. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6. We've been talking to Ashley Aldridge and Zach Hoyt from the YMCA of Southwest Michigan. We've done this a few shows ago and now we want to take you out to the YMCA Summer My Way program at Warren Dunes, where our marketing and communication manager, Ryan Cheevers, has had a chance to speak with some of the kids impacted by this program. Take a listen.
Thank you, Anna. I am down here at Warren Dunes State Park. I'm staring out at Lake Michigan on a very, very beautiful day. And I am joined by Tiffany Pope with the YMCA. So I'm a little bit jealous because, you know, I work behind a desk all day, and here I am down at the beach, Warren Dunes State Park, and this is kind of your office for the day. It's got to be kind of nice.
It is definitely nice difference from being in the school for 3 hours with the kids, you know, being able to get them on the beach. You know, some of them have never been to Lake Michigan, so seeing them experience this for the first time is really awesome. I'm not complaining about an office day at the beach, for sure.
Now, so you work for the YMCA.
Yes.
So talk a little bit about what you do for them.
Oh, I do a lot. I'm a little bit of everywhere. My main job is at the front desk of the Niles Buchanan YMCA, but I do the Summer My Way over the summers for the Brandywine Camp. This is my third year doing it, actually. I love the kids. I'm actually going to school to become a teacher, so I feel like doing this and getting to experience this with them, not only does it provide a fun experience for them where they get to do something besides sit at home, because we do learning activities with them, craft activities, they get to make new friends, we do physical activities with them as groups and as classes, and so being able to see that and learn from them makes me feel like I will be a better teacher and the long run, but just being able to be there with the kids every day and see how they interact with each other and how they're growing from the first week of camp to the last day is just incredible.
So we've been talking to Zach Hoyt from the YMCA, Ashley Aldridge, earlier this segment, and we've been talking about youth wellness and the importance of, you know, physical, emotional activity. So clearly, as I'm watching these kids, I must be looking out at 100 kids that you're having to supervise today. But obviously, this physical activity, you know, is very important, especially during the summer when they may not be exposed to gym class and stuff like that. So why is physical activity and youth wellness so important for this program?
Well, a lot of the kids, like, it's basically along the lines of You know, if they didn't have the summer my way, they would spend all day at home watching TV, playing video games, not being physically active. And, you know, being physically active is a very important part of being a child because it helps you grow and be healthy, and it's a vital part of your life. And so being able to provide this physical activity for the kids, even if it's just for a couple of hours a day, is really important because, you know, that way they're still getting the physical activity during the summer that they might not have gotten otherwise.
Now, do you see a change in their behavior even over the course of this program as the summer goes along?
Definitely. I mean, there's always the atypical kids who don't want to listen sometimes, but for the majority of the part, like, it's so much fun because, like, at the first week or so of camp, like, they're very unsure of how things go and what's expected of them. But as the camp goes on, you know, Mondays they always know that they go to the YMCA to have swim lessons with the instructors, which they love. And then the rest of the week we do physical activities. We do craft activities, and, you know, so every day they come to school and they're like, Miss Tiffany, what are we doing today? What's our craft today? Are we making slime? Are we making moon sand? Are we doing this and that? And it's just seeing their faces light up because they know what to expect and they look forward to it every single day makes it definitely worth it to come to camp.
Well, that's great. And we appreciate everything that you do with the YMCA of Southwest Michigan does for United Way of Southwest Michigan. We appreciate all the work that you guys put into the stuff that you do every day. And thank you for joining us, and enjoy the rest of your day at the office here at the beach in Warren Dunes.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the 26 at 6 United Way of Southwest Michigan show that brings you 26 stories in 26 weeks. Now, here's your host, President of the United Way of Southwest Michigan, Anna Murphy.
Welcome back to tonight's show focused on youth wellness. Again, I'd like to thank Zach Hoyt and Ashley Aldridge from the YMCA for joining us tonight. We are now joined by Mary Andries. I want to make sure I say that correctly.
Thank you.
From Well of Grace Ministries. It's nice to have you here.
Well, thank you.
So, Mary, tell us a little bit about who you are.
Sure. I'm the executive director for Well of Grace Ministries, and we are a nonprofit organization who serves adolescent girls and women in Berrien County and Southwest Michigan.
So how did you get into this work? And then we'll talk about the program in a minute, but I want to know a little bit more about you and what drove you to this work. What's your background?
Sure. So, excuse me, I started out as, my goodness, in college, right? So I was working at Shoes Grill and Bar.
Oh my gosh, so did I.
Yeah, right?
I have connects with everyone. We'll have to talk about that. Okay,
yes.
Go ahead.
And I was actually working at Lori's Place as well, working part-time at Shoes Grill and Bar, getting my master's degree. And I was waiting on this lady, Deb Quist, and she is affiliated with Well of Grace. And she said, hey, so what's your real gig? Apparently, she didn't think that was my real gig. So I said, well, I'm working on my master's degree and I'm almost done and I need an internship. She's like, oh, great. Do you know about Well of Grace? So this was almost 10 years ago. And I did an internship at their residential treatment facility, and I loved it. I loved all the people that work there. I still was working at Lori's Place. I was still finishing up my work in college and still at Shoes. And obviously, I juggle a lot of things all the time. That's just who I am. And I love it. And so I started working at Southwestern Medical Clinic doing one-on-one therapy. And then Well of Grace provided that group experience that I love. And so as the residential treatment kind of transitioned to more outpatient treatment, we stuck with a group therapy model, which I love. As a therapist, you just really either love it or you hate it because there's so many different personalities in a room, and I love it. I love that kind of coordinating chaos a little bit. And
oh,
so,
we should invite you to our office sometime.
So I continued to kind of have my foot in the door part-time, did like one group at one time for years and years. And then about 5 years ago, just really felt a calling to change what I was doing, leave kind of bereavement work behind, okay, even though that's always going to be a part of me. I love doing it still. But focus on working with more adolescent girls and women. I felt a real calling for that. And I spoke with Leslie Cruzy, who is the director, and she said, hey, we've been looking for an executive director. We've been praying for that. And I'm like, really? I'm like, I'm not sure that that's what I was hoping for, but let me think about it. My husband and I talked, and it felt like my whole life had kind of set me up to do stuff like that. I come from a business background. My family owns a business. I grew up there. So, I kind of ran it at certain points of my life. And so it's interesting how God kind of sets you up along the way for what he has planned for you. So here I am 5 years later, talking to you.
That's awesome. And your master's is in what?
Counseling psychology.
And where did you go to school?
Western Michigan.
Go Broncos.
Yeah.
I went there too. See?
We have a lot in common.
We do. So talk just a little bit about what Well of Grace is.
Absolutely. So that heart we have for helping underprivileged, underserved, really. So long ago, what happened was we were working in this field of counseling in Bering County, and there was nothing for 18 to 25-year-old college kids, really, in terms of mental health support. And that's really what the founding folks of Well of Grace were looking at. And they landed on a scripture, which is the story of the woman at the well. And that's where our name started. And I love that scripture because it's all about meeting people where they are and not judging, not shaming, none of that, but just loving them well. And so that's what we do. That's really the foundation of what we do in doing group therapy, going in to different area locations. We're in terms of Club H2O, that's our youth program. So 13 to 18 year olds who we partner with 13 different schools, churches, different organizations to love these girls well. And we work on topics like self-esteem and healthy coping strategies and relationships, healthy relationships, and boundary setting with self and others. So those are the hot topic items, and everything is kind of falls within that scope when we're working with these ladies.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening to United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6, and I'm speaking with Mary Andries from Well of Grace Ministries about the importance of youth wellness. You started to touch on something a second ago and talked about that this program helps young girls with self-esteem. So can you talk about self-esteem and why is it so important?
Absolutely. So our self-esteem is how we view ourselves and how we view the things that we can do in the world, right? And so if we have a poor or low self-esteem, that impacts how we connect with people, that impacts what we choose to do in the world, and it impacts what we choose not to do. So if we say I'm working with a young lady who has a low self-esteem, she is invited to something really encouraging like an academic group or a sports group. And she says, no, I'm not going to do it because I just don't think I can. Mm. And so that really gets in the way of them. Actually, you know, low self-esteem feeds low self-esteem. Mm-hmm. And so if I say, oh, I'm not going to because I can't, then I never know if I can. And so we really encourage girls to say, hey, let's look at this differently. And where did that come from? Maybe they've witnessed family members, or maybe they've heard someone say, oh, you're just not good at that. And I give very pointed examples, and we'll hear a little bit later from my friend in one of the groups that I share very openly about. I'm terrible at a lot of things, but those are the things I'm supposed to be doing in the world. You know, I am not musically inclined. I really appreciate people who can play musical instruments, but my self-esteem is not based in what I'm bad at. It's based in really knowing I'm not supposed to be good at everything. I'm supposed to be good at a certain amount of things, and that's kind of what I was created to do. And so we talk about that very openly and honestly. Like, I'm terrible at Guitar Hero. I am the worst Guitar Hero player ever.
I don't think I've ever played it.
And, you know, and I played it once. And I literally, someone in the room said, I think that's the worst thing I've ever seen. And I just giggled. I said, you're welcome.
Right. Thank you for letting me be your entertainment today.
Because I don't care about that.
Right.
And then the next step is, if I did, I would just practice and get good at it.
That's
what I encourage my girls to do. If there's something that you go, I'm just not good at that, it's just because you haven't practiced it enough.
Right.
And so we work with them on changing their mindsets and changing their thinking a ton. We do a lot of cognitive behavior therapy in the group session with these girls.
So how do the girls get involved in the program?
So a lot of referrals, either our parents are noticing something in the girls that they are, maybe pulling away from or changing friend groups, or maybe their academics are kind of taking a nosedive. So parents will talk to school counselors, guidance counselors and such, and they'll get referred that way. Different doctors, their dietitians sometimes, whoever those community members are that know about Well of Grace and our programming, we get referrals from all over the place.
We're going to be hearing from a young lady in your program in the next segment. And I know that you're seeing some incredible results.
Absolutely.
So we will talk about that in the next segment as well. So stay with us. And in a moment, we'll invite Caitlin to join us. So again, Mary's going to stick around for our last segment, and we'll be talking with Caitlin, who attends Club H2O in Waterville. This is United Way's 26 at 6. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back to the 26 at 6 United Way of Southwest Michigan show that brings you 26 stories in 26 weeks. Now, here's your host, President of the United Way of Southwest Michigan, Anna Murphy.
Welcome back to the final segment of our show focused on youth wellness. We're continuing our conversation with Mary Andrews from Well of Grace Ministries. And in a moment, we're going to talk with Caitlin Fuller, who is part of the program. Mary, I wanted to talk to you quickly about the results. You're seeing some significant results. You've been involved with the program for 5 years, plus a few other years,
right.
You know, just doing some other stuff. What can you tell us about the results and what's happening?
So throughout the years, we have really fine-tuned our curriculums that we use with these girls. And what we've noticed is, really, we've had 30 to 50% in terms of results and change of behavior, feelings about self, relationships increasing, just great experiences with change with these ladies. Not only the numbers, but visibly being able to be a part of that and seeing these girls change from maybe someone who has significant relationship issues or that low self-esteem that we talked about really flourish, and their academics are improving. The way they communicate with other people increases. And Caitlin is definitely an example of that. I've loved this girl from the minute I met her. She's an awesome kid, and you guys will get to hear that. But you just blossom in front of you. It's really amazing to see.
That's fantastic. And I am excited to welcome Caitlin Fuller to the show.
Hello.
Hi, thank you.
How are you?
Good, how about you?
Good. I'm really good. Yeah, your smile just resonates and I feel great right now. Caitlin, how old are you?
I'm 15.
And what grade are you in?
I'm a junior this year, so 11th.
And what school district do you go to?
I go to Waterville.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And your favorite subject?
I would say math.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
You can do math?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I couldn't. Yeah, that wasn't my favorite. That's good. Keep that up because that's important. So, Caitlin, you're involved in the H2O program at Waterville. Mm-hmm. What is that? What's the H2O club, I think is what it's called?
Pretty much you have like a leader with you, so Mary, and you go into like a room. They'll put you in a separate room and you have a bunch of people with you. You might know them, you might not know them. They could be in different grades. They could be in your grade. And you pretty much talk about like, you know, trigger words and, you know, stuff that can make you feel not very like under the weather, make you not feel like yourself. And she helps you think more like you got to think of the positive stuff instead of the negative stuff in life.
So what drew you to the H2O club? Why did you participate?
My older sister, who is now in college, actually was in the group before I was.
Okay.
Because we had a really rough patch through our childhoods.
Okay.
So she was like, well, maybe you should join this group because I'm in it. And then I was very close with my counselor in my middle school. And she was like, I think you should join this group. And then after I joined it, I just loved it. And I kept going in with it. And every year I would go back to it. So
how many years have you been in it?
I think I started in eighth grade or seventh grade. So I've gone since seventh grade.
Okay.
So,
yeah. You used a word that I'm not familiar with. You said something, you called it trigger words.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Like, so there's a point where if you're really feeling down and you're not feeling well, there's like, you can use trigger words. So like someone could say something to you such as like, I don't, there's just like trigger words like, I don't know. Yeah. Like you could say, I don't know, like you're ugly or something. And that would be a trigger to yourself.
Okay. Gotcha.
And then we would use like these pieces of papers that had like a plan put out and it was for triggers. So like you would write down the trigger and then you would write down how it was caused. Then you'd write down how you can solve it.
Got it. Okay. I understand that. Thank you. So you've been in it for a number of years. What are you learning? What?
I am learning to control like how I feel about stuff and not let everyone get to me as I used to. Because I used to let everyone get to me and everything they did would annoy me. And then I got to the point where when I started going to the group, I just felt calm. And, you know, I was like, I don't need to worry about this stuff happening. I just need to focus on school and get it done and over with and then go on with my life.
So when people were getting to you and you were getting annoyed, what were the behaviors? What were you feeling?
I'd get depressed really easily. I get mad. I have really bad anger sometimes.
Okay.
but yeah, I'd feel sad. I'd feel down, and I'd just like really feel under the weather. And sometimes I wouldn't want to get out of bed. And then, you know, it was just depression really hitting me hard from it all.
So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6. We're talking with Caitlin Fuller from the Club H2O program, which is a program of Well of Grace Ministries. And we also still have Mary Andrews with us. So, Caitlin, there's a lot of students in your school. And if you see others, would you suggest this program to them?
Oh, yes, of course.
So how do you suggest it to them? Do you just go up and tell them, hey, you need to do this? Or
no. So there's normally when everyone like starts to sign up, they normally tell you in the office that you can sign up for it. Well, like last year, I knew people that could use it, you know, and I'd be like, hey, there's this group that I was in. I really love it. I enjoy being in it. And I really think that maybe you'd have fun it and you can try it out. And if you don't like it, you can always, you know, say, I'm not into this and I would like to leave. And, you know, you say goodbye to the group and you leave. But I mean, I would just tell them I really like it. And I enjoy it a lot. And I would just think that they would too, if I know them well enough.
So you're a good spokesperson for the program.
Yeah.
You should be on like the marketing materials or
yeah.
something. What are some of the other, and I know that you're working with counselors and you're working with emotions and behaviors and things. Are there other activities that you do mm-hmm. in the club?
Oh yeah.
Because like when I was in French club, I went to France.
Oh.
So what do you go? Because H2O, it's like water, right?
Yeah. Well, like I don't think we've ever actually gone anywhere.
Not necessarily a field trip.
Yeah, but
we do a lot of hands-on
okay.
yeah.
activities.
creating drawings.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, we have a lot of fun. And there's just some days where, like with my group that I was in last year, there was days where we didn't really like do anything. We would just sit there and talk about like our weekend or our week or whatever.
But that's important too.
And Mary would always ask us like, how was your weekend? Or how were you guys doing? How's, you know, everything going? If she knew it was wrong and everything. So
what's been your best experience with the club so far?
I would say being able just to talk to someone, because I don't like talking to counselors and, you know, like that kind of stuff. And I do like talking to Mary. So, I mean, it makes things easier to talk to someone that you're, you know, used to and close to. So
have you built new friendships?
Yeah.
Have you lost friendships?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Because you've joined the club and others have not.
Yeah.
And you see, and you're working on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're okay. You seem to be okay.
She's great.
Yeah. You have a great smile. So, Mary, I want to kind of turn back to you for a second. How does it feel to hear from Caitlin, someone that's obviously been impacted by the work that you're doing?
Well, when she agreed to come on the show, I was thrilled because I've seen her grow so much. She's had a lot of things to work through, and she's done the work, and it's awesome to see. And like I said, it's amazing to get a front row seat to these girls just blossoming into such beautiful young women. And, you know, even to talk about, you know, where her career is going to take her and who she's going to be in the world and her goals. And she's just an awesome kid. I can't say that enough. It warms my heart.
So on that, where do you see yourself after?
Future.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about taking 2 years of cosmetology.
Okay.
And then after that, I'm taking 6 years of physical therapy.
Okay.
And in my senior year, I'm actually going into a pre-college, so I'll have a college.
That's awesome.
She's great.
It's going to be a long road ahead of me, but I'm prepared for it.
But you're prepared for it. And do you think that this program has helped you be prepared, better prepared for that? That's okay. That's good. Mary, I think there was something mentioned about a positive change photo contest. Can you just briefly talk about that?
Sure. So every year with our partnership through United Way, we do a campaign. And last year we started this cool thing called the Positive Change Reaction Photo Contest. So every area school will have an opportunity for those teenagers, middle and high school, to create a photo that when you look at it, you know that it creates a positive change. And so the students will be encouraged to create photos, take pictures, whatever that looks like, and then give a little blurb of what that photo means to them.
Wow, we could talk for a long time, but unfortunately, our show is coming to a close for this evening. I want to thank everyone for listening to United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6 this evening. We thank Mary from Well of Grace Ministries and Caitlin from Club H2O, and also again, Zach and Ashley from the YMCA of Southwest Michigan. To know more about the work that United Way is doing in education, income, health, and basic needs, visit uwsm.org. We look forward to bringing you more stories next Tuesday. Thanks for listening.
United Way of Southwest Michigan fights for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. Thanks for joining the fight. And thank you for listening. United Way is more than just a fundraiser. We are a vehicle for volunteers, donors, and advocates who seek to change lives and strengthen Southwest Michigan through service, collaboration, and impact. We are the problem solvers, the game changers. Join us Tuesday night for the United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6 on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.